Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So it's literally like an hour since I recorded last week's episode. Or my last episode, because I'm not sure whether I'm going to wait to release this or if I'll release it straight after. Anyway, the point is, it's recorded within an hour. And, you know, I was all the feels. I think I find it really interesting because now, and for the rest of the time, I actually didn't care whether one person signed up or no one signed up. And then I just hit this wall of like doubt and questioning, and I really smacked up against it. But here's the benefit. This is the thing about when we hit up against those moments, is it's like agitating the bottom of the river, you know, and it all becomes muddy, and then the mud settles and it's clear. And I feel like that's part of the process. And now things are a lot clearer. And I feel like now I am questioning the, like, when we only see certain ways are possible out there, sometimes we don't know what else is possible. And I have this thing I do quite regularly, which is look back to see what worked and what didn't. And sometimes that can give us some clues as to the direction we want to take. And when I look back, what I see is actually really in alignment with what I've learned about my human design as a projector. When I look back, I see that the things that worked came from people who recognized me, and they came to me. I didn't go to them. And sometimes, you know, launches always feel kind of yuck to me. They don't feel natural. It doesn't feel natural for me to be like, I've had this idea, here's this thing, come buy it. Like, it just doesn't feel that natural to me. And maybe that's part of why they don't work. I don't know, maybe it's a mindset thing. Though if a different approach is working, why not just go with that, you know? And so if I look back, it is about waiting for opportunities, but we are raised in a society that doesn't value that feminine approach. You know, it's almost like a passive approach. Like, and I've called myself entitled before because, like, who am I just to think I can sit back and opportunities come to me? But actually, when I do, when I fully trust that they do, right? And this just isn't for the projectors out there, it's also for you generators who are constantly trying to launch programs and just getting nothing, right? Like, maybe it's because you're meant to be in response to something. Maybe you're also to wait. In fact, you are. Wait to respond. So, you know, like, it's just, this whole thing has just made me really consider that maybe there are other business models that aren't necessarily that well, or other paths that aren't necessarily that well paved. Surprise, fucking hell. Am I really going to do this again? But, like, maybe there are other paths. I've been thinking about what I'd most like to do. And, you know, I feel like I really enjoy being an advisor. I really enjoy being a consultant. I really enjoy being invited into projects and helping guide the process. You know, I've got like such random skills, and actually working with Kel, she was like, Carly, like your back end stuff, you've just got no idea how simple it is for you just to be able to go, oh, we need this here, that goes there, this needs to go here. Like, that's really hard for most people, and it just kind of comes naturally to you. And it does, right? Like, I am kind of a systems person. I like to have systems. It doesn't mean like that's what I want to do with my life, work with just in systems, you know, but I think about some of the fun things I've done, and being on boards was always fun for me. Being an advisor, when I go into a business environment and I'm there to guide, I feel natural. I feel like those kind of, and guiding one-on-one too, right? Like, that's why I wanted to create the container, because I love to work deeply and intimately with people. But I'm also not available now for feeling like I've got to try to get people in on things. You know, like maybe that model of having a program and filling it isn't actually what I'm here for. Maybe I'm here for something else altogether. And what if I just gave that a shot, as in made myself available for that, made myself available for things that I hadn't even considered? And what does that look like? Because like 6 months ago, I would never have considered that someone would have paid me to run a couple of programs for free, for you guys to all come for free, right? Like, I wouldn't have thought that was a possibility, but it was. And a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have thought it was possible for me to produce shows for other people, and, you know, and for large companies to hire me for that stuff. And now I'm realizing I'm not necessarily available for that project management stuff, more just for the guidance. You know, and where else could my skills come into play? Loads of different places, you know? And maybe it's not actually me who decides where my skills fit, but it's those who recognize me. You know, so I had this moment of just like wanting to tear it all down, or just like take a break, you know, like sit down and think about, like, what is the actual ideal here? And is it something different to the norm? And what am I available for? Because I know when I do those exercises around that, what am I available for? Like, that's when things tend to click into place, because I am opening myself up beyond the limited view I have of what's possible, and just really take those blinders off and open up to greater possibility. And then trust that, because you know what? Like, the thing is, when people come and they recognize that I'm someone that can help them with where they're at, that's when shit flows. When I'm trying to let people know that this is where I can help and this is for you if, it just doesn't work. And I know that what I do brings value, and I know that those people also, like, I know people know that too. There's just this, like, yeah, I don't know, thing that happens, and the programs that I intend to fill don't necessarily fill, but what if that's not what I'm here for? You know, so I guess I wanted to bring this here because I feel like we are operating in what is a rather limited concept of what is possible when it comes to business. You know, like, I see all the time, people come to me all the time, oh, but I've got to be on Instagram, I've got to be on Facebook. Well, actually, I know examples of people who run really successful coaching practices and they're never fucking on socials, right? Like, they're just not. It is possible. It is possible to run a successful business without running launches. It is, I've done it. But it's really about figuring out what you're available for, you know? And so that's where I'm at the moment, is like just having a think about, yeah, what do I really want? What do I really want this to look like? These opportunities that life brings us when things don't necessarily go to plan. And in human design terms, I have the incarnation cross of the unexpected three, right? Which is basically like life is going to throw a lot of unexpected shit at me, and I'm here to navigate that and kind of share what works and what doesn't. And so my life has been really big and I do have a lot to offer, but I'm done with trying to convince that. You know, people either see it or they don't. I'm not here for the masses. I'm here for the few. And and when someone feels that I'm for them, then I'm going to make it, come to me. Come to me when you're ready, because I'm not going to push anymore. So, yeah, that was so funny. A little chocolate lab just came running over and then just rolled over in front of Billy. So I guess, what I'm saying is what I'm not available for is the push anymore. I'm not available for proving myself. I'm not available for, I'm also not available for talking myself into those places where it becomes really personal. I'm not available for that anymore either. Making up, like going down that rabbit hole of like how it's all about me. Because while it is all about me, it's also not, And now I get to just chill the fuck out and see what happens. And and my work is to stay in this place, the place of trust, the place of valuing myself, the place of, because I feel like those launches are often just a way for me to prove, that I'm a good business person, but actually, my business is doing pretty fucking well, and without all that shit. So, the evidence is there, and that's what I'm going with now. So that's it. I guess this is permission to have a look at what is working and what hasn't been working for you, and consider that there are other possibilities than what is being presented. And you don't have to fit into a box in business. You can create your own. And it doesn't have to be complicated. But for me, it has to feel good. And so I'm not saying that I'm never going to launch anything again, because I may. I might feel super inspired to run something. But the motivation will be different from here on in. So, yeah. That's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.